And before starting the presentation, I would like to, how to say, convey sincere congratulations to Africa Rice for safely coming back to your headquarters here in Cote d'Ivoire on behalf of Jirka's colleague. Yes. First, this slide shows the partnership between Africa Rice and Jirka's. Research collaboration between Jirka's and Africa Rice, formerly WARDA, started in 1998. And then initially two Jirka's scientists came to Bouake at the beginning. Actually, during the yesterday's lab tour, I find the one small Jirka's name card stuck in the one of the doors. They said it was since their 2002, whose name was Hiroshi, Dr. Hiroshi Tsunekawa. So Jirka's has been here with you for so many years. And then since then, Jirka's and Africa Rice have been doing collaborative research on various subjects, such as agriculture economy, drought, tolerance of rice, diversity of rice blast oases, blast resistance, phosphorus deficient tolerance, and the yield performance integration lines. All of them are really looking at how they perform under African environment. And then this map shows the location of recently completed and ongoing collaborative research project between Jirka's and Africa Rice. Like red circle present the location of rice blast research. It includes Senegal and a few West African countries. And the pea deficiency tolerance studies is also in a few of West African countries as well as in Tanzania. And then this green one, yield performance, is focusing on Senegal. Some of them are ongoing still. Because this is I'm still running Jirka system, you know, personally. But they said their research cycle is going around 5 years. The last cycle ended last March, and then new one starting from last April. So some of them actually the work plan finished, but some research still ongoing. And then this is one of the results from the completed research. I cannot tell you much about this, but the scientists found that they tried to characterize the rice blast races in West Africa using the cluster analysis, and they found a high frequency in cluster one, in this middle kind of traits, and then for lower frequency for the cluster two. So apparently this finding can be found already in the published journal, so you can just refer to it. And then, as I said, you know, the Jirka's has started a new research work plan from last April, which continue for next 5 years. So they are planning, the team is planning a research proposal to be submitted to Africa Rice soon. So some of the proposed activities include rice blast research and the yield performance research in Senegal, and then pea deficiency tolerance studies in some of the West African countries. I think it includes Cote d'Ivoire, and then also Madagascar. And Jirka's also implementing some of the rice research activities in Africa beyond Africa Rice collaboration. And one of it is like an experimental facility set up in Ghana, Tamale. Maybe this is like rainwater harvesting technology to improve water use efficiency for rice irrigation. Another one is Satrep's project, which just started this year. I think it was approved last year, and then starting this year. It focuses on Madagascar, and the left diagram presents the impact pathway, which starts from the problem identification, which is poor nutrient condition in Madagascar, and then research objective is to develop rice cultivation techniques suitable to Madagascar specifically. And then research, expected research output is technical manual, breeding materials, policy recommendations, the packages. And then expected outcomes is improved food security and poverty reduction in Madagascar. To achieve this outcome, the team tried to apply the multidisciplinary approach, which integrates soil remote sensing and breeding science into crop science. Also, it integrates social science to implement participatory trials and also implement the package for dissemination and outscaling. Actually, that is all for Zilka's presentation, and I'm really sincerely thank you, and especially, how to say, convey sincere appreciation to your efforts for our president, Dr. Massa, who is also board chair of AfricaRISE. Actually, during the last August in Nairobi, the Japanese government held a big meeting called TICAD, holding a big conference, inviting so many head of states from Africa, and I met some of AfricaRISE colleagues there. And then Dr. Massa was part of the Japanese Prime Minister's business mission, and he managed to meet the two African head of states, who are Madagascar president and also Guinea president. Both of them, they actually exchanged a personal message with Dr. Massa that they are really, you know, their agriculture development cannot go without R&D on rice. They asked a contribution from Zilka's on that effort, and then Dr. Massa was expressing interest, and especially he was saying that, you know, Zilka's is also not too big institution like you said AfricaRISE is, so collaboration with international NAS are very critical. So I think we can see more collaboration in this field. Thank you so much.